This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath, and we should never allow ourselves to die except in a state of submission, state of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers upon our Rasul, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Indeed, Allah and His Messenger, Allah, إن الله وملائكته and His angels, يصلون على النبي. Allah and His angels send blessings and prayers upon our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I was honored and blessed to visit the city of our Habib, our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. We were on a journey with a group of youth and we just came back from a very emotional trip. When we first landed in Al-Madinah, and when we first saw that green minaret, which means that this is the place that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to live. That's the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Masjid An-Nawawi is a huge masjid, and most of it is an extension of the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whenever you see this green minaret, know that this is the place. This is the place that contains the Rawda Sharifa, the place where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray. And let me tell you about Medina. Al-Madinah is different than Mecca. When you first enter Al-Madinah, the scholars say Al-Madinah, مدينة الجمال ومكة مدينة الجلال. There's difference between Mecca and Medina. The way you feel in Medina is very different than the way you feel in Mecca. So when we first enter the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find this sakina, this tranquility that you never find it somewhere else. A serene feeling that you will not get anywhere else in the world. And why do we wonder? The Prophet ﷺ himself made a dua for Allah to descend sakina upon this place. In the battle of Al-Khandaq, the battle of Ditch, Prophet ﷺ, as they were digging, they used to sing nasheed together, the Prophet and the Sahaba. They used to say, Wallahi, لولا الله ما اهتدينا ولا صلينا ولا تصدقنا فأنزلا سكينة علينا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, by Allah, if it's not from Allah, we would never be guided and we would never pray, we would never give sadaqah. فأنزلا سكينة علينا. Ya Allah, descend sakina over this place, Al-Madinah Al-Munawwarah. So yes, I summarize
Al-Madina into two big things. Number one, Madinatul Hub. It's loving. It's a loving city. You just go and you will feel that your heart is at rest. You will feel the sense of contentment that you would never feel somewhere else. And then number two is Madinatul Ilm. Al-Madina Al-Munawwara has a massive history of knowledge. Massive history of knowledge. The first teacher was the Prophet ﷺ himself. And then after the Prophet, many Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Abbas, one of the big Mufassirin, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and others among the Sahaba who taught in this place, in the city of the Prophet ﷺ. And then the Tabi'un. We remember Imam Malik radiallahu anhu, Imam Ahl al-Madina, the founder of Maliki Madhab, who they used to say, لا يفتى ومالك في المدينة. Nobody dares to give a fatwa while Malik is in Medina. And Imam Malik loved the Prophet so much to the point that he said, I would never get out of this city, ever. Out of the love of the Prophet ﷺ, used to walk around and never rode a horse or a camel out of the respect to the Prophet ﷺ. And throughout history, many scholars, wallahi, if the walls of the Masjid of Al-Madina were to speak, they will just share with us massive amount of Quran that has been recited there, knowledge, debates that they've been there. And as I'm looking at this, I reflected on something very crucial for us as Muslim community. I said to myself, why are we not bringing the spirit of Al-Madina to our homes and to our communities and to our masajids? The atmosphere of Al-Madina, why are we not bringing it to our homes? What is so special about Al-Madina is this concept of Sakina. And the question would be, are we able to bring this sense of Sakina to our homes? And the answer is yes. To be very frank with you, we would never be able to get to that level of Sakina, because this is just in Al-Madina, nowhere else. You cannot match this. But the Prophet ﷺ himself said, do not make your homes as graveyards. And when the Sahaba asked the Prophet ﷺ, what do you mean by this? The Prophet ﷺ said, do not quit praying and making dhikr in your homes, because it will return into a graveyard. So pray in your homes, because praying in your homes bring this sense of Sakina. And when it comes to knowledge, we're blessed being here in Dallas, because we have a lot of institutions around us for knowledge seekers. You have a lot of opportunities here. And so, yes, us and our children, we need to get them into that path. We need to bring that atmosphere, that spirit of Al-Madina to our communities, to our children. If Allah blesses me and you for going to Al-Madina, that's highly rewarding. But then we live here. Then how can we bring that spirit to ourselves and our children? SubhanAllah, after this we head to Mecca. And Mecca is a whole different city, whole different feeling. Madinatul Jalal. You will see there the greatness of Islam. You will see that every single step you make in Mecca is a test. Your faith is getting tested, because you will get stepped on, you will get pushed, and you will just struggle. And yes, the Prophet ﷺ himself struggled in Mecca. Prophet ﷺ found comfort and relief in Medina, and the people of Medina welcomed him, right? And the Prophet ﷺ found, you know, Sakina in Medina, but he struggled at Mecca. And subhanAllah, you see that. Because faith is not just about love and Sakina. Faith is also about effort that you put. And we all here put that effort. We all sacrifice at some point. But the question is, what level of sacrifice that we make? Maybe showing your identity is a sacrifice here. Maybe you're in your workplace, you look different than anybody else, and that's in itself a sacrifice. But that is the ultimate level, the highest level of sacrifice, because the Prophet ﷺ has left his family and his home. As he was leaving Mecca, his heart was broken. The Prophet ﷺ said, Wallahi, he said, by Allah, you are the dearest place to my heart. O Mecca, you are the dearest place to my heart. And if it's not that your people pushed me away from you, I would never leave it. I would never leave you, Mecca. It's a sacrifice. The concept of hijrah, the root of the word hijrah is hajara, which means to forsake, to leave, to quit, to sacrifice, to quit a bad habit, or to quit a place. It takes a sacrifice. So yes, Mecca is a whole different experience that you will have. You will go and then you will go to As-Sa'i. Same concept. You will go 7 times and you will feel that your body is getting, you know, a little tired and you have to push through it. Just like our mother Hajar, alayhi salam, has put forth this effort, this Sa'i. Sa'i, it means pursuit, effort. You cannot be a full believer if you don't put some effort for your faith. It is like this. Your prayer itself is some effort that you're gonna put. And the question will be, how much of an effort you're willing to put forth for your religion, for your faith? Because Hajar alayhi salam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Sahaba founded our religion upon that sacrifice and efforts. They have put the efforts. This is the foundation of Islam. But then it's up to me and you. How can we carry that religion? And how much of an effort of juhd we need to put so we can actually maintain this faith for ourselves and for our children? It's a beautiful journey that I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow me and you to visit the house of Allah, al-Kaaba, and visit the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Medina, ya Rabbil Alameen. And my dear brothers and sisters, as we are here together, I want us to be mindful that subhanAllah, people around this world is actually suffering. And we're blessed. Wallahi, we're blessed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you wake up in the morning and you have these 3 blessings as if you own the entire world, he said, man asbaha minkum mu'afan fi jasadi. You wake up in the morning and you're feeling healthy. You don't need somebody to walk you to the bathroom, or you don't need an oxygen machine to breathe in and out smoothly, or you don't need to go 3 times every week because you have a kidney issue and you need to get some care for it. And then he said, Aminan fi sirbi, secure in our properties. Secure in your own property. You're not feeling threatened. You're sleeping in the night and you're not afraid of any danger that can threaten you or your children or your spouses. عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمٍ. He said the 3rd blessing is that you have a meal for a day. We're not talking about investments. You're not talking about long-term plan and your long-term financial plan. No, no, no. We're talking about one meal. You're not concerned about what you're going to eat today. He said if you have these 3 blessings, as if you own the entire world. And so subhanAllah, even reflecting on the dua that the Prophet ﷺ said as he was digging the ditch for the battle of Al-Khandaq, he said, وَلَا تَصَدَّقْنَا وَلَا صَلَّيْنَا. Like, if it's not from you, Ya Allah, I would never be able to pray and give sadaqah. And so today, subhanAllah, as I'm walking into the masjid, into this khutbah, initially I wanted to talk about my experience for Mecca and Medina. And alhamdulillah, I was able to highlight some. Obviously, the khutbah time, it's very straining. But inshallah, if Allah wills for me and you again to meet, we'll share more of my thoughts on my journey to Mecca and Medina. But then I learned about American Egyptian aid. And the brothers here are just walking me through the struggle and the pain that some people have in their daily basis, having dialysis and different kidney issues, and how the struggle is real. And they just explained to me the pain of, even if you can afford it, it's about $150 to actually wash kidneys 3 times a week. So they were explaining to me, even despite the financial burden on people, because not everybody can afford this $150 a month, he said, despite that, it's just very painful to go 3 times, and every time you need 4 hours for the process of cleaning your kidney. 4 hours every time you go, 3 times a week, the rest of your life. Subhanallah. I can't even imagine this. I can't imagine this. Huge burden. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with health, Ya Rabbal Alameen, and to continue to bless us with health, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to continue to shower us with His blessings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. The blessings that we know and the blessings that we don't even know. Ya Allah, we ask, we're so grateful for all the blessings that You have showered us with. Ya Allah, we're so grateful for all the blessings that You have showered us with. Ya Allah, we're so grateful for all the blessings that we know and the blessings that we don't even know. Ya Allah, we're so grateful for the health as a blessing. Ya Allah, we're so grateful for the health as a blessing. Ya Allah, we ask You and to protect us and to protect our children from any ill diseases, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, we ask You to protect ourselves and our children from all types of diseases, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, continue to bless us with the ni'mah of health, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And Ya Allah, we ask You to make us among those who will show gratitude through sadaqat, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Wa say a few du'as inshaAllah ta'ala as we're wrapping this khutbah up. Barakallahu feekum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right after the khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, I highly encourage you, inshallah, not to leave until you leave something. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you were to be grateful to Allah, Allah will increase these blessings for you. Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullahi alayhi, I'll say this and I will wrap this khutbah up, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. He said there is difference between alhamd wa shukr. We all can be hamid here. Which means what? Which means that we say alhamdulillah. It comes from the qalb wal lisan. We feel it, we'll feel thankful to Allah, and we say alhamdulillah. He said that's alhamd. But ash-shukr requires more than that. Imam al-Qayyim said, ash-shukr ya'ti min al-qalb wal lisan wal jawarih. He said, to be shakir now is a bit more. It requires more effort from you because it comes from the heart, yes, like alhamd. And it comes from the tongue, yes, like alhamd. But now also should be demonstrated through your actions, which means that you give for Allah Azza wa Jal to show that you are grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. So yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we have an opportunity here to help those who are in pain in Egypt who are going through these kind of diseases. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from me and you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'im wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina. Thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna al qawm al kafirin. Allahumma arina al haqqa haqqan wa rizukna attiba'a. أرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام عليكم
Inshallah, as the Sheikh announced, the brother sitting in the back, inshallah, Khuna Yahya, if you want to contribute with the dialysis centers, inshallah, please stop by the table over there. And we have someone taking shahada, Sebastian. Yeah, Osman. Bismillah. Can you bring him to the front? So someone is taking shahada, inshallah. Bismillah. Bismillah. Is he with you? Sheikh, all right, so Sebastian, mashallah, is taking shahada. And the process is very simple and fast. Usually it takes like 2 hours. Are you okay with that? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just warning you, after you say shahada, after you say the statement, they're going to hug you. So that's normal, okay? Ready? Okay, bismillah.
I just want to give him another warning. Because after you get your shahada, inshallah ta'ala, you take it, everybody will say Allahu Akbar. Yes. This is just out of excitement. Don't get it wrong, okay? Okay, say after me, inshallah. You ready? Are you ready? Do you have your microphone? So say after me in Arabic first and then English. We'll see if you pass the test, the Arabic test. So say after me. Ashhadu.
Ashhadu.
Anna.
Anna.
La ilaha.
La ilaha.
إلا الله
إلا الله
وأشهد
وأشهد
أن
أن
محمدا
محمد
رسول الله
رسول الله.
Now in English,
I bear witness
that there is no God worthy of worship,
that there is no God worthy of worship
except Allah,
except Allah.
And I bear witness
that Muhammad
is the messenger of Allah,
that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Takbir. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, Mubarak, inshaAllah. You're taking a shahada? You can take it one more time. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless your journey, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your heart firm on the faith, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We're so happy to have you here. Please congratulate him, inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله استووا تراسوا يا رحمة استووا تراسوا الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.